We were holding Daf Samach Zayim Amar Aleph on top. Again, the Gemara answers, I, the Chur, it's not a klal of Prata klal, because the two klalis was smuchim zelazir. So more on top answer, the klal is that hito prat benayim. In the case we have two klalim, one next to another, so you have a right, but there are sichos drushos, to put the prat in between them. And therefore, for doing the klal of Prata klal, you have a right to be darshan the sukim with a klal of Prata klal. Rashi says, hito prat hasomach lim, or tunu benayim, but then the klal of Prata klal. The tababe kol kain aprat. He can marab anything like the prat. Hilkar, therefore, ilav, iloi teuchlu kamo, if a madina became a prat, I feel the burris. The domi le prat, of orchi, shem, main gudelu magabe karko. Any water that's on the ground. Ablashir, sif teuchlu kamo, dashin le hochi. Ma prat nefurish, mayim noivim, only water that is noivim, it flows. Av kol mayim noivim, any water that flows. Visrabi charitzum mitzim, these type of small canals. But the water is flowing, misura. Kelu, v'lo yisrabi baris, we do not include baris though. Again, here in the middle of the shalav, if you have these shrotzim in the water, even though it doesn't have snap, if it kash kesel, so you're allowed to eat them or not. So you have a drosha that anything in the yamim, in the ocean, that starts to teat, unless it has the simonim. Who are din in the horus and the rivers? And for the klal of prat, the klal will be marva. Who are din any flowing water has the iser of fish unless it's also teach them, unless they have snap for the kesher? Ma'ashen kein still water, like in the kli, or even the burris, even the burris, even though there has a shrotzim inside there, you're allowed to drink the water. So the Gemara says like this, that we're doing the klal of prat, the klal, that Bamayim is klal mashma. Anything in the water you can only eat unless it has nafas kashkeshes. Bayamim ubanacholim, that's a prat that it says only ocean water and river water. Then it says Bamayim at the end is chorvo klal. It's another klal mashma, any water. So then we darshin klal a prat a klal. Is the atadan or kena prat? You can only darshin it like the prat. So maha prat mefurish. Mayim noivim, just like the prat, the yamim and the necholim, that's oceans and rivers, that water is flowing water, afko mayim noivim, any water that flows, we have the halochim, that they're not allowed to eat the fish or anything inside it, unless they have the snap of the kashkeshes. Without the snap of the kashkeshes, it's also teeth them. So now, that's the prat. Now, because of the klal, what do we marbo? My ribi, what do we mab? What do we add on to the isurim? It's also teeth them without the simonim. Charitzim and itzim lisura. You have these small canals, these long canals like, they're also has to teeth anything inside it, unless it has a simonim, unless it has the snap of the kashkeshes. It has to have the fins and the scales. Rashi says, charitzim means aruchim, the long, luxurim, and short. Nitzim, rechovim, the very wide. Yeah. So these are the two halachis. So these two, since the water flows, also it's also teeth anything inside them, unless they have the simonim. Oma miyat, what's the miyat though? What are we excluding? What is muta teeth, even though it doesn't have the simonim? That's the boiris, a sichin umaris la teiroi. We have a miyat that said that anything in stale water, water that does not flow, like in boiris and ditches, or sichin umaris, anything that's found in this type of water that grows inside it, it's muta teeth. Even though it does not have simonim. So that's why we dash before the klal of prat, the klal, that anything that's in stale water, like a kli, or like this here, boros tichlamaris, is mutatidik, even though it's not, does not have simonim. Now the Gemara says, the Eimah, one is not that the Eimah, let's say, ma prat mefurish mayim gedelim agabi karka, like the yamim, the oceans and the river, the water that flows on the ground. So maybe if so, af kol mayim gedela magale karka, any water that's on the ground has the same halachas. And they be not allowed to eat any fish or any shrotzim, even in the bor, even if the water is stale, stationary. But maybe since it's on the ground, it should be yosat eat from it, unless they have simonim. If so, o my ribui, what do we be marba evenly sura? Maybe afilu boris tichon amaris lisura. That even fish or shrotzim that's found inside a ditch, or a sichon amaris, also long ditches, but they don't flow the water, maybe also slisura. That you're not allowed to eat from it, unless they have simonim. The because this water is also on the ground. Is so ma miyut, what's the miyut to say that there's something that's mutter teeth even without simonim? Maybe only miyut kelim. Maybe only kelim it's mutter teeth. Fish that grows inside a kli, since in a kli it's not on the ground itself, that's what's mutter teeth even without simonim. But maybe any water that's on the ground, if it has fish, it's also teeth it. Simon says, no, and kelim if so, toichlu mayahanali. What do I have to have the extra word toichlu for? Like, the extra word teichlu is coming to teach us this. The Rashi says, "When it came teichlu ma'anilei, b'lav iunami kelim le'misasri." Even without the extra word of teichlu, I would know that fish that grows in a kli is muta. To hole domi leprat b'midis, not like yamim unecholim. So no tzata say it's also. El lav teichlu le'misri boris also. When it says what extra lashon of teichlu means to include. That even the fish that's found in Beirus, they're also mutatit. Because that's what will make the drasha klal of the klal, that even fish that's found in Beirus, tichin amayrus, they're mutatit, even though they don't have snap of the kakeshes. Again, that had to be created there, not that just they came out of the yam into that. You know, you stam cast fish, and then put it into a pond, into a fish place, the albatas will be yosa. It doesn't have snap of the kakeshes. Kalim yamid, it was grown there. Was raised here, born there. But Avi Gemara says, "Tiveri Rabbi Yishmael Tana." Rabbi Yishmael goes like this: "Bamayim, bamayim, shtei ponim." Torah says it twice. This ribuy of bamayim, bamayim. So therefore, the Torah doesn't put the prat in between it. The prat is later. So before we said, still we dashed the material of klal prat to klal. Rabbi Yishmael holds no. He holds, "Ein za klal prat is not considered a klal prat since the prat is not in between the two klalim." Rather, the way to darshan this is ela ribu yamiyat. He darshan b'toros a ribu yamiyat. The what? Ba'mayim is a ribu. Mash many things in the water he can eat without simonim. Then it says ba'yamim n'cholam miyat. No mash only fish in oceans and rivers he can eat without simonim. Then it says again ba'mayim a second time choiz of ribu. So therefore the klal is ribu yamiyat for ribu. Is ribu akur remind everything. Or Mari, what do we come to include that terror that you're allowed to eat it, even without simonim? Charitza munitzim, don't forget, or Mari, what do we marble isura, that you have to have simonim? That charitza munitzim isura, even long canals, as long as the water flows, that you can't eat any fish in it without simonim. Or ma meat, what's the meat then? Boris sikh namaris la terra. That you have fish grown in a ditch, or sikh namaris, that's mutatitim even without simonim. And this we ask the question, why aim, why don't I say, my ribu boris sikhna maris li surah? Maybe no, even boris sikhna maris is also teetit. Since the water is on the ground, even though it's not flowing, maybe it's also teetit anything inside without simonim. Now, my ribu, what's the ribu say? It's muta. No, my ribu, so, yeah, boris sikhna maris li surah. Or my meat, what's the meat latera? Meat kelim, maybe only fish that's grown in a kli. Your utensil. That's what's mutati without simonim. But maybe any type of water on the ground, it's also teeth from it. So where it says in Cana. So again, the same question. Teichlu mahamle. What do I do with the extra word teichlu? Without this, without the word teichlu, also I would know that at least the fish in a kli is muta. But since it's an extra word teichlu, it means to include something else in that era. That's what we say, even the fish found in these birds, the birds is also muta. Nothing more says the epechanor. Why don't I change the whole thing around? The epechanor to the Tony Matisio, the way he learned the Tony Matisio Rav Yehuda. He learned like this: that Ma Roy is the rabbis, Boris Tichon Amos Latera. How do you know to say that the fish that's found in stale water, it's mutatitem even without simonim? Oloi Tichoritz and Itzam Lisur. And to tell me any fish that's found even in the canals, as long as it's flowing water. It's also titim without simonim. Ma bani boris tichin the moiris sheinat swim kelim. Says it's a small like that. That boris tichin, since the water is stale water, it's gathered together like a kli. So therefore it's latera. O moitzi ani charitzin unitzin, I exclude the canal's water shein atzurim kelim. They're not atzurim kelim. That's what's more mistah with the dash in this way. In the other more kash was epic, and let's change it around. Let's say that nitzim charitzim is latera, and maybe Boris of Sichin is Lisura. So one says that doesn't make sense. I've had this moment start with this way, that water, stale water, is more daimer to a kli, that's mutter, and the flowing water, that's more daimer to the yamim, therefore it's also. So right, it's more start with the dashin this way than the dashin the other way. The Gemara says, high sosav high mefurish. And before we said a lashon that one pasuk is sosav, one pasuk is mefurish. We learn that one from the other. So what's called sosav? What's called mefurish? What's this open and what's closed? Rashi says the omel yel hoyo b'hitte b'stam. There's a hefte b'stam and hitte mefurish. So what's called clearly and what's called only stam? So Rashi says the machloek is klig of a ravina. Chadoma yesh loy mefurish. That when they have simonim, that it's mutter, that's the ferish. The aimloi, and they have to teach the fish that does not have simonim in the kelim, that's called sosim. That doesn't say clearly. That's something like hidden. The chadam one says no. Aimloi mefurish, where it doesn't have the simonim, that's mutter tidit, that's what's mefurish. The yeshto, when it has the simonim, that's sosim. Simon explains no. My time of the mandiyoma, what's the mandiyoma, what's the time the one that says, yesh lo mefurish, when it has this simonim, it's mutras mefurish, om lecho, minayhu deko mishtori. We're talking about that. Om lecho, minayhu deko mishtori. We're talking about fish that has simonim on it. Kele ma'ir. So therefore, that's the mefurish. We're talking about fish that has simonim on it. That's the mefurish that the Torah is talking about. Rashi says, v'hu kro. The mishtoi b'yesh tasman v'kashkeshes kor mefurish. The poster that talks about the scales and fins, that's what says clearly. Leheter. Now, kelim, la'at kelim b'lois simonim tarik adosh liyel. Yeah. So Rashi says, well, minehu the kor mishtoi kelim to the precious. The kor yamiyat yoysem de b'mayit ein loy gabi yamu nucholim kidefiv nucholim utaychlu v'loy Shein loy melo de bekelim leyemayit, habakrodi mishtoi bein loy. The mliel nami mishtoi minay. Yeah. Yes, that's called yeah mishtoi. The pasuk is talking about that. Now my time of the man the yomar ein loy mefurish. No, the halacha where it doesn't have the snap of the kaskeshes. That's called mefurish. Ta'ayhu de kol mukach aheich. Because that's the one that's explaining what the other one means. Why? Because the imehei chavemino the kelim afagav the yislei namunatechel. From the one pasuk, I would thought even though the fish that's in the kelim also you can eat from it. It's only from the other pasuk that I know it from. So Rashi says the imehei chavemino banacholim oisam tachel. What about to say in the rivers you can eat from them? They more said before, from this pasuk alone, I would have thought to say fakir. But yamav nacholim means to say even fish that has simonim, maybe you don't eat them if they're in the ocean or in the river. How do I know to say fakir that when they're in the kelim, I would have thought to say when they're in the kelim, it's also to eat them all together. So I need the other pasuk to megal on this. Therefore, the other pasuk that's called mefurish, that's teaching us clearly that about the fish that's in the kelim, that's mutatit. Even without the simonim, so that pasuk is called mefurish. The other more says, "Omer Rav Huna, lelishri inish shichra b'tzavaisa b'yurta." A person should not like strain out beer on wood, a wooden strainer at night time. Rashi says, "Lishri means loshen hashayfiya," and you're pouring out the wine. You're pouring from one clue to another clue, and you want to put a strainer in between. Shichrashi says of tomorrow of dates, the incident loim because in date beer mistam there a lot of worms there. So but Tzvayt Rashi says sivishim mistamim noitzam derech etzim v'koshim dakim that they want to strain it out over wood. So you should not do this at night time. Rashi says why? Koshim tipol telas ala koshim, maybe worms that came out of the dates now when you pour it out will fall onto this wood. And you're not going to see it, and then later it'll fall back into the water, and then it became asa. Because since at one time it was on the ground or on the wood, that's called the sheretz al-oretz. So kol zman is in the kli, in the water, it be muta. That's what we had before. That's called trotzen, the first were created in the water, in a kli, that'll be muta. But now when you pour it out of the kli, and it goes onto this wood, so that'll be called a sheretz, I think Moore says. Dilma may be porish, le'el mitzvaisa. Maybe first the worms came out onto the sift, the sifter. For hoda noful a kof, and then it falls back into the cup. There the oiver mishum sheretz or sheretz aloritz. That once this thing left the water and started to creep on the wood, it has an issa now of sheretz or sheretz aloritz. And when it falls back into the water, it becomes awesome again. So that's why it's awesome. So Moore says, the yachi is so, the mononami, even the kli itself also, in the original pitcher, or the bucket that you made the beer. Dilma, why were you afraid? Dilma, porish ladafna, the mona. Maybe the worm started to creep up to the top of the barrel. For other nofal mona, then it fell back into the barrel again. So maybe also it comes to the top of the barrel, like the source are called out of the water already. And the shroska v'shem asher v'tasher v'talolitz. So when it says no hosem, hainu revisa, over there, that's the way it grows. Therefore, even when it goes to the top of the barrel, it's still called the sheretz in the kli. How do I know what to say? This is the time we learned. Minayim the rabbis boris tichon the moris. Sheshoyse v'shoyse him. And you let it bow down and just suck the water out of these boris tichon the moris. And you don't have to be afraid there's some sheretzim inside it. V'inanimna. Because even the sheretz you find inside this boris, mutatit. Talmud, the pasuk says, toichlu mikol ha-shebamayim. You let eat anything in the water. That means anything in a kli, let eat. Aye, the question is again, Velechesh, let's be afraid. Dilma Porosh Badafna maybe went inside to the side. For the Nofel, then it fell back into the kli. Elahana Ravisa, that's the way it grows. Calls them on the worm. Is only inside the kli, did not go outside the kli. That's still called the way it grows. It's not called the Sheretz Aretz yet. It's Hakanema Bias also by the Sifter, the barrel here. Haina Ravisa, that's the way it grows. Omle Rav Chizla Rav Huna. Tanya de Mesarach, I'll bring you proof to what you're saying. Tanya de Mesarach says, Kol Asher V'Tasher V'Talorot. Anything that creeps on the ground is L'Rabbis Yavchushin Sassinunon. Also, this type of Shrotzin, Russian Yatushin, small ends, Dakin, and Inseis B'Machofa Shayayin. The small ends that you find on the wood in the wine. So, Kisa, if you sift it out, the wine, and you find no ends on it, it's also. Yehushim Sassinun, so the deek is time of the Sinanon. Why is it also? Only because he was Sinanon, because he sifted it out already. Therefore, we have to be afraid that maybe these worms like came on it after it left the Yain. You see, that's why it's also. But Holoi Sinanon, let's say they did not sift it out yet. Holoi Sinanon, they didn't sift it out yet, then it's Mutter. But what's inside the kli itself, that still remains mutter. That's not a problem. It's only what comes out that's also. What's inside is always mutter. Yeah. It's only when you find it through a strainer, that's when it's also. Without a strainer, it'll be mutter. Yeah. The other one says, Oh, my Shmuel, kishois, if you have cucumbers, sheshlia, cucumbers that became wormy. If you have worms inside your cucumber, it depends. Biaviha, Rashi says, means biyodim mechaberis. When they're still attached to the ground, then asura. Worms that are growing in the vegetable itself is also. Mishumashot asheret aloritz. That's called attached to the ground. So when it creeps inside the cucumber, it's like creeping on the ground. Therefore, it's also. So as Lema Mesal, let me bring you proof. The Tani Chada, one writer says aloritz. When the pasuk says kol asheres asheres aloritz, when it says this word aloritz, it comes lafukei hazizim shebadoshim. Mashna come text clued chleis these type of worms that are found inside the lentils. That's muta. Yeah, aloritz loitzias hazizim shebadoshim v'yesayatushim, and the bugs Shebechlisin, that type of beans, other type of beans, and Vutela Shebetzmarim, or else the insects you have inside a date, or else Shebegregris, or we have in dried out figs. So that's one brisa. It says that these worms you find inside them are mutatit. Tani, another brisa says no. Kol hasheres hasheres al oritz is l'rabbis comes to include to las shebikri zesim, the worms that are found by the roots of an olive tree, the shebikri gefan was found in the roots of a gefan of a vine. So my love isn't chutzestira. One place say it's mutu, one place say it's also. So my love, we're talking about edvidi v'peri. Both are talking about where you find these worms in the pre itself. Both in these, in the beans, or else you find in the olives or in the grapes. So it's a spirit, one says mut, one says also, the other must be hobiyavia. When it's still attached to the ground, and the chanami then takats also. Rosh lobiyavia, that's the first price it says, loitzi comes to exclude the demutta, that's when they're not attached to the ground anymore. You see, the worms inside the trees depends whether it's attached or not. So much lower, that's not the pshat, maybe. Maybe I'll tell you edvidivir. Both cases are talking about where they're attached to the ground. So, how come the first ones are mutter? The lekash is no stira. Or the peri or biloni. It could be not like Shmuel that the worms are only in the fruit. Since the fruit is not on, even though the fruit's attached to the ground, but lemaist it's called in a fruit. So therefore, that's mutter. It's not called aloritz. But that we say it's alo. It's also that's talking about in the tree. In the tree, that's called more attached to the ground. So that's called a shelter, shelter. And the Gemara says, Hobbidani Gufa, and they can now bring you proof of this. Tony said before, when it's also, Tela Shabikri Zesim Shabikri Gafanim Shramina. So where is it also? When you find the worms in the roots of the tree itself. So much we're talking about the tree itself. So by the tree itself, then talk it's also. Benachnami, if it's not in the tree, if it's in the fruits, it could be, even though the fruit is still attached to the tree, that's not called sherot asherot aloritz. And right now, it's like it's bottled to the pre, so this type of maybe it's muta. So it could be it's not approved to Shmuel, it could be not like Shmuel. Shmuel says as long as the cucumber is attached to the ground, and you have the worms creeping inside it, it's also. It's called sherot aloritz. It could be not like that. If it's only in the pre, maybe the pre is still muta. It's only when it grows out into the tree itself. The tree is also. Rabbi Yosef, Parsha Umei Samal. Let's say this bug, wherever it is, starts to the insect that came out of the fruit, and it died right away before it started to creep on the ground. It died right away, but it came out of the fruit. So what's the halacha? Is it called the sherot asherot aloritz already, or maybe no? Since it didn't start to creep yet, maybe it's mutter. Miktsos, what's going to be miktsos mahu? What's going to be if half of it came out and half did not come out? Rashi says what now? Has mi amrin and kivon the loyhol cholav shorts alorots or duma loybin and shritza? Yeah. The miktsos mahu says mi hevik kula yaduma bin kula. From his intimsim to loyim, as long as it comes out, yichayiv. What's going to be if only half comes out? Are yichayiv for that or the miktsos kula not? And then liyavur oylem mahu, Rashi says liyavur oylem to the ear of the world means pirshim and apri. It came out of the fruit. Tolish liyavur, it's like hanging in the ear. For kodim shagilot, before it comes into the ground, kol tefiv you start to eat it. Sentins leim apirshim meisim ateris shum deina ruya lerochesh. It never was able to start creeping. Avo chayyad the ruya lerochesh loy. For here it came out alive. And really, it could have creeped. So even though it didn't creep yet, maybe he'll be chayiv. So what's about teku? All these shallows are tekus, if that's called the sherot asherot aloritz or not. Boy Ravashi, lagag tomorrow. Let's say again that this worm came out of the date and came to the top of the date. Lagag tomorrow came to the top of the date. Rashi says, mitoicha pirish lagaga. From inside the date, it started to creep out to the top of it. So mir minu do we say, hainu revisa, Rashi says, that's the way it grows. Or do it maybe no, kasharas agabe dov rachadomi. It's like on top of the fruit. So that's called agabe the pre. Maybe then you'll be chayiv. Yeah. Lagag garinasa maho. Let's say it goes to the top of the pit. Rashi says, if you want to say the date itself is called the gufa, that's the way it grows. What's going to be if it goes on top of the pit, maybe? And it's different. By to me tomorrow, let's say the worm goes out from one day to another day. What's going to be? Take what's also shayla. Is it be called the sherot asherot aloritz or not?
Omer Rav Sheshes Grade Ravidi, Kakuni Asira. This worm called Kakuni, Rashi says, Taloyim Sheb Kovid of Shebreya. The worms that's found inside the animal's liver or inside the animal's lungs, he owes it also. This worm is also. Kakuni Asira, my timer. Miyam also. It's not the pshat that was grown in the animal, but rather it came from someplace else that was first sure taloritz, and then the animal ate it. That's why it's the losa. Maskal of Ravashi, I meyal mosa. If this worm came from outside the animal, that he ate it, lishtakach derech beisereya, then what are you doing finding it inside the liver, inside the lungs? You should have found it in the track, going out in the intestines, you should have found it. Yeah. So, since you found it inside, the mashma, it was created in the animal. And so it's not called the shirat ha-shirat ha-lot then. Then it should be muta. And Ikadiyam is something like this. Ikadiyam yomer av shisha b'red ravidi kukuni shor. You know the opposite. If you find these worms in the liver or in the lungs of an animal, it's mutatidit. My timer, mina gavli, for sure, was created in the animal itself. Rashi says, godly minabema, grew from the animal itself. And therefore, it's not called the shevet soretz yet. Therefore, it's mutatidit. Omer Ravashi says, shito, that's posher like that. Because the Mayal Makosi, if the worms came from outside the animal first and the animal ate it, the Shtakla Derech Beisereya, you should have found it inside the intestines, in the Derech Reya, not inside the organs. And the Yochus HaMaskoner is Kokri Yassir, no, that we hold tight that this worm found inside the liver is Takosatit. My time, what's the reason? Menim Nayel V'yayale B'yisayu. Rashi says, "Menim na'vela b'yisayu kishveim yishon." The animal was sleeping. Nichnasa b'chotem, went inside its nose. Or mishom from the lekona, went into the pipe, into the lungs. The kovet hilkach le'mishtakech be'beisrei. That's how it got in there. Enechnami. If he ate it through its mouth, you're right, it should have come out through the track. But he didn't eat it. It came in through his nose. So that's why it went into the lungs or into the liver. Therefore, you have to be afraid for this. Therefore, it's the loss. My time was almost there to remain him naim when he was sleeping. Went into his nose. V'yayalei b'yosayim. Now, taloyim darni debisra asira. Let's say you have. It means taloyim, these worms. The darna debisra, if you find him between the skin and the meat of the animal, is asira. Now, let's eat these worms. These worms are also to eat. The kavra, let's say the worms you find in a fish the same type of way. Shayin, then you're allowed to eat. So, male Ravina li'imo. So Ravina said once to his mother, Ivuli, give me this fish, like with the worm. If you are no echo, let me eat it. So he held talk like this story, let me eat it. So, male Ramashashi bread the Ravacha the Ravina. So Ramashashi, the son of Ravacha, said to Ravina, Maish no minotatanya. Like, why is it different than we learned? When the Pasuk says, V'yesna ve'losom tishaksu. So the darshan is posted to say means the rabbi says of the nanush of a behema that these worms found inside the behema is also teat. So you see that lacha like an aved like a sheket. So what's the difference whether you find it in an animal or you find it in the fish? In both places should be also. So what should be the difference? Why is the muta? So he answered back. What does one have to do with the other? Tehema b'shchitu the mishtaria. A behema needs a heter of shchita. Rashi says, "V'elu shegodlo b'seicha." These worms that grow inside the behema, actually, this before you made a shchita, bol meyisur came from an isayv and a chay. Or shchita the behema le'yahanu b'du shreyesh temchis they added their own life to it. But even though a shlil, the baby of the animal, is muta b'shchita, that's because of a special pasuk. But here it stays with b'sura. So since these worms were created in the animal and have like an isa shchita on it. And therefore, since you don't do a shkita on it, it remains bisura. Mashen kain, the master says here, Hosbein me b'shkita d'mishtar, yivhani midloi ko mahani lu shkita b'yisura yukayomim. These words remain with yisura on it. Avol dogin b'yasifa b'yama mishtar, but fish, there's no issa teat fish. You don't need a shkita. Just gather them together with some other teat. V'hani ki ko gavlin b'atera ko gavlin. Therefore, when these things were grown like, they were grown b'etta. Therefore, these worms are mutatit, are grown on the fish. Tarabon, one like this. The Pasuk says, Hoy v'chal gicho agochoin Zenachash comes to include the word the snake. Kol is the rabbis hashush, this type of a snake. V'yeshadoymel lishush, anything like it. Al arbo zel akrav, goes on the scorpion. Kol holich l'rabbis esachifushis, v'yeshadoymel chifushis. Mabar aglayim, zenadol. Ad kol is the rabbis esadoymel v'yeshadoymel adoym. Anything like this, any type of a thing, like the snake, they're all also, there will be surah. Natani, we learned, Reb Yosi ben Hadumoski is Oimer, Leviathan, the big fish, the Leviathan, doctor, it's a doctor. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Gabo Afikim Miganim, Tachtov Hadudei Cheresh, so that's this, Afikim Miganim Elu Kashkashim Sheboy, that has scales on it, and Tachtov Hadudim Cheresh Elu Snapirin, Shepherach Bem, it has its fins that flies with skin, moves with. So the kid said, Leviosna, the dark Torah, it has these two simonim tyro, therefore it's Torah. Yeah, alright. Hadrin Alech, Elo Trefus, yeah, we'll stop here.